Let me transition to another subject before I go to break, because it's something that's near and dear to my heart, it's on my mind, and it's about Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan speaking to Mike Tirico of NBC about the whole GOAT conversation. Nick, Sean, do we have that sound? This is Michael Jordan speaking about a lot of things. He talked about the NBA GOAT debate. He also talked about how he would have loved to have faced LeBron and Kobe in his prime. Here is MJ speaking to Mike Tirico about Insights to Excellence segment. Check it out. Let's see what he had to say.
The whole GOAT term is never going to be something that I ever will get high or low about. You know, it just doesn't exist with me. I never played against Oscar Robertson or Jerry West. Would have loved to. Absolutely loved to. Just as competitive as I am. Yeah. You know, and I actually learned from them. You know, and we, you know, paved the road to the Kobe's and the LeBron's, right? You know, and to me, that's, it's the beauty of the game of basketball that a player, after a previous player, has evolved the game further. Mm-hmm. But don't then, in essence, this is the way I look at it, you know, don't then now use that against the player that actually taught you the game or that you learned from. Yeah. That's why I have a tough time. And, you know, look, I would love to have played against LeBron and, you know, Kobe in my prime. You know, I would love to have played, you know, against those guys. But we'll never be able to know that.
Ladies and gentlemen, what Michael Jordan is saying there is the lack of appreciation by the modern day player to respect, appreciate, and value the predecessors that came before them. And Michael Jordan, whether he knows it or not, whether he's willing to admit it or not, is speaking on behalf of himself and a multitude of Hall of Famers who have watched the modern day player ride the coattails and the shoulders of pioneers and predecessors who came before them without acknowledging them with the reverence and the respect that they deserve. Now, I'm not going to go into LeBron and KD talking where they came across as dismissive of Michael Jordan and stuff like that. I didn't take it the way a lot of people took it. And I understand that people look for headlines and sometimes they just run with this stuff. But throughout history, and I've told this to many, many people, when you hear me on the air going off about players and stuff like that, outside of the facts that I have from watching, reading, doing my research, etc., it's also the fact that many, many Hall of Famers have my number on speed dial. And they call or they text and they make sure to ensure that I say the things that they want to say themselves because they want the game represented properly. And this is the part that we can't forget. You see, before there was a Connie, before there was a Dr. J, there was a Connie Hawkins. Before there was a Michael Jordan, there was a Dr. J and the David Thompsons of the world. Before there was a Vince Carter, there was a Michael Jordan. Before there was a Kobe Bryant, there was a Michael Jordan. Before there was Shaq, there was Kareem. Before Kareem, it was Wilt and Kareem and Bill Russell and George Mikan. Before you saw Steph Curry, you saw his daddy. Before you saw him, you saw the likes of an Allen Houston, a Reggie Miller, a Ray Allen. I can go back before then where it was downtown Freddie Brown in Seattle. Dale Ellis. List goes on and on. Predecessors show you the way. They give you something to emulate and ultimately eclipse. And when you hear a guy like Michael Jordan explaining what he explained, what he's saying is there was an absence of appreciation. Now, he's not going to tell you, you know, he's the GOAT. I'm going to tell you he is. I'm going to tell you it damn sure ain't LeBron. But I'm also going to tell you That's not a disrespect to LeBron. Rich Paul might take it that way. LeBron might take it that way. Their clique might take it that way. That is not an insult. In my world, if you are a part of the conversation that involves the GOAT, that means you warrant GOAT consideration. How could you warrant GOAT consideration if you're being disrespected? It makes no sense. So we have to remember that. LeBron is one of the top. I got LeBron as number two all time in the history of basketball. I got KD top 10 all time in the history of basketball. He's that great. He's that great. I have Steph Curry as the greatest shooter God has ever created. Period. He's that great. It is not an insult to have that conversation. It's not something to be turned off about. It's not something for somebody to lament. Do you understand that when you want to lament those kind of conversations, you're asking people not to celebrate the game? Nobody ever thinks about that. You're asking people not to celebrate the game. Think about it for a second here, ladies and gentlemen. What if I came on the air, television or radio, and I came on the air or digital with YouTube and stuff like that, and I came and I put my face in front of the camera and I looked at y'all and I went like this. Well, Michael Jordan's the GOAT, but so is LeBron. They're both great. That's it. How's that celebrating the game? Conversation is done in 5 seconds. There's no debate. There's no fodder. There's no intrigue. There's nothing to make you say, yo, this is a special conversation. It matters to have the conversation. It matters to engage in that kind of dialogue. It matters. Because ultimately, when you start discussing and debating the GOAT, you start delineating what are the attributes and the ingredients to GOAT status. Why does this warrant that, et cetera, et cetera? And it enables you to deduce who's worthy and who's not, what they brought to the game, what they didn't bring to the game. But the fact that they are part of the conversation means they brought a whole hell of a lot. Only in this wuss-ass world we're living in, where everybody got their sensitivities levels heightened to astronomical proportions, and you got half the world out there looking to make money off of YouTube with their fake-ass rage, acting like they mad about everything but a damn toothbrush and toothpaste and what kind of toothpaste you use. It's that kind of stuff right there. It's because of that that this is believed to be a bad conversation. It's not a conversation for Jordan to have about himself. It's not a conversation for Isaiah Thomas to have about himself. It's not a conversation for Steph Curry or Kevin Durant or anybody else to have a conversation about themselves. But it is for us to have, because that's how we celebrate the game, by talking about it and debating and keeping these thoughts in people's mind's eye to educate and edify them, to make them think about what qualifies one to be labeled under such categories. That's what it's all about. That's why we do it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. What are your thoughts about what Michael Jordan had to say? What did you interpret or deduce from his words? Is he indeed the GOAT? Are you willing to come to your senses and admit that? Or are we still going to be of this LeBron era or Kobe thing or whatever? What are you going to do? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. That and NFL free agency has arrived. Lots to talk about. I'm not going anywhere. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Back with your calls and more in a minute. Stephen A. in the house. I'm here. So are you.